Okay, じゃあ皆さん立ってください。
Please, everyone,
本当に神様の力が私たちのこの読むこの時間に現れるように祈りましょう。
Let's pray for God's power through this time.
イエス様、今日あなたが私たちのこの場いるこの場所に現れてください。そして私たちに語ってください。
Dear Jesus, please come and be with us in this place right now and speak to us.
今日命の言葉を私たちに語ってください。
Please, Lord, give us your word of life.
今日私たちが本当にあなたから受け取るものを受け取って、そのこの世界に帰っていくことができますよ。
Lord, that we can receive the nourishment, the spiritual blessing that we need to go forth and change the world.
あなたは私たちを新しくしてくださいましたから。
Lord, you have made us new.
ですから私たちが新しいものとしてのアイデンティティをしっかり今日掴むことができますよ。
Lord, that we can understand our new identity and what it means to be born again.
イエス・キリストの御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
どうぞ座ってください。
Please have a seat.
小学生、中学生のパパ、ママいたら手を挙げてください。
Anybody? Junior high school, high school
moms? 小学生、中学生のパパ、ママ。
Junior high school, high school moms here? Yeah.
で、いたら分かると思うんやけど、8月の最後の週っていうのは子供にとっても大変やねんけれども、親にとっても大変やねん。
You know, at the end of August, the last week in August for junior high and high school parents, you have to know, right, it's terrible, right?
I mean,
it's terrible for the students, it's terrible for the parents.
まだ幼稚園とか赤ちゃんのパパも覚悟しておいてよする。8月の最後の週どうなるかって言ったら、あんた宿題やったって言うだけと違うんです。
You know, and for all you small children out there and everything, you know, close your ears, you don't want to hear about this, but yeah, end of August,It's going to be the time the parents ask you, "Did you finish all your homework?"
そして大体は皆さんが、あんた宿題やったっていうその後にママ手伝って、パパ手伝ってが来て、結局はパパママが一緒に宿題をやらなあかんになるわけです。
And it is amazing, but you know how many people didn't finish their homework during the summer vacation, and it ends up they're asking for help, and it ends up that mom and dad end up spending a lot of time in the last week of August helping their children to do their homework.
8月28日だけど、
大体今日ぐらい
で一番ややこしい宿題。
You know, and the hardest, most complicated, you know, projects are still the ones that aren't done yet at home, right about now.
例えば、夏休み中観察しないといけない朝顔の観察を3日でやらなあかんとか、
you know,
そういうことが起こるわけ。
We're supposed to like raise and watch and completely like log the progress of your morning glories, you know, raising it over the whole summertime, and now you're supposed to do that in a 3-day period.
しかもこれ勉強やから、親がどこまで手伝ったらええもんか、悩むやんか。
You know,And of course, as a parent, you wonder how much is it okay to actually help your student, your child as they're studying.
And うちのみのりちゃんはまたみのりちゃん話ですけど、うちのみのりちゃんは何がパパが得意かを知ってるわけです。
You know, and Minori, she knows me. She knows what I'm good at.
うちのパパは読書感想文が得意やることを知ってるわけです。
Yeah, my dad, he's good at writing, you know, kind of like essays and stuff.
もうだから8月25日ぐらいだったらもうイライラしてるし、パパ、言ってやろ、どの本読めばいいのとか言うわけ。
So Minori comes up, you know, August 25th, you know, Dad, you know.What book should I read? What am I supposed to write about? You know, I need a little advice here.
まあ、どこの家庭でもそうやと思うから言うてんねんけど。
No, I'm just saying this. This is very normal when you get to that age.
やっぱりみのりはパパがどんな、うちのパパはどんなんが得意かいうのは分かってんねんけど。
You know, so Minori, she knows her dad. She knows what her dad is good at.
だけど何が得意じゃないかも分かってるんです。
But she also knows what I'm not good at.
絶対頼めへん宿題はお習字の宿題。あれ絶対頼めへん。
There's definitely, she would never ask me to help with her Japanese calligraphy.
例えばやってるのを見て、どんなにうまいこと書けたら、もう向こう行って。
You know, even if I were to go and like kind of take a peek at hey, how's it going with your Japanese calligraphy there? She's like, get away from me.
Yeah, それとか理科の自由研究、科学の自由研究とかさ。
You know, or my, you know, science projects.
So, なんか絵を描かなあかんやつとかもパパできるのか。
Drawing pictures and stuff like that. I'm out of the picture.
何やってんのって聞いたら、パパ邪魔やから、パパ苦手やろ。
If I asked how they're
going.
Just get out of the room. Just, you're bothering me. You're ruining my concentration. Just get out of the room. Really.
娘とか息子っていうのはパパが何が得意か何が苦手よ知ってるもんねこれ。
You know, it's true that our children, our sons and our daughters, they're going to know what we are good at as parents. They know what their parents can and cannot do.
私たちはイエス・キリストの血潮によって神の子供とされました。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I have been made one of the children of God.
そして私たちはうちのパパ天にいらっしゃるお父さんが何が得意かをよく知ってるんです。
And as a child of God, I know what my heavenly Father is good at.
私たちの天の父なる神様が得意なこと、それは古いものを新しくすること、壊れたものをリサイクルしてまた用いることです。
our Heavenly Father, His best skills, what He can really shine at, is taking something old and making it new. Taking something that has been broken and fixing it and making it renewed.
古いもの、新しく壊れたものを新しいものにすることが私の父なる神様が得意なことです。いつもなさることです。
Our Heavenly Father is so good at taking the old, the broken, and just renewing it, restoring it.
で、やっぱり新しいもんっていいよね。
Yeah, good new things are awesome.
新しいものをまあなんか買うことができたとしたら、それってなんか人生に元気を与えます。
You know, like the smell, you know, something new. Oh, it just makes you feel good. Oh, like new car smell.
あるあるある。
Oh, that's so nice.
例えば行った中学校が最低でも、高校受験が終わって、そして新しい高校に行くとき、そこにフレッシュスタートがあるし、新しい人生を歩もうっていう、希望がそこにあります。力が湧いてきます。
Do you remember the excitement when you moved, transferred to a new school? Is it from junior high or junior high into high school? And you know, there's just like this new hope, something new is going to happen, something new. You just feel like the excitement for the future with
that. それは大人になって新しい職場に行くときもそうかもしれません。
Same for an adult if you go into a new workplace.
それとか新しい服を買ったとき、よっしゃ、なんか違う気分でまた新しい人生を歩もうという気分になります。
You know, when you buy new clothes, you feel like, oh, this is it. This is a new start. I'm going to have a really good look. I'm going to be looking dapper.
例えば今僕が使ってるアップルコンピューターもう4年ぐらい使ってるけど、もうそろそろやばいんけど。
You know, my old Apple computer, my MacBook,、うん、oh man, it's getting kind of dangerous there.
でも新しいパソコンを買った日のこと覚えてる？
You know, but you remember when you bought that new computer and like replaced everything?
なんか世界を支配した気になれ
ね。It's like you feel like you have the power to rule the
world.得たような気がしますね。
Yeah, it's awesome.
例えばうちのコンピューターだけじゃない、うちの日産セレナも10年乗って10万キロ走ってるのもうブロブロになってる。
Yeah, I've got this old like, you know, this Nissan Serena, and it's like falling apart. Stuff's falling off of that thing.
そう。でなんかエンジンがおかしくなってるのかなと思って日産の人に電話したら、いや、ちょっとそれはギアの問題ですって言うんです。
You know, I called Nissan. I was like, listen, you know, I'm having some problems. Does that thing still run?
そう。で、
What?
そう。でギアを変えたらこれはもう新品同様になってまたガンガン走りますから。
You know, like, oh yeah, it must be the old gears. You need to replace all your gears. If you get new gears, that's going to be like a new car.
でもギアだけじゃなくて、例えば結婚のことにしても、例えば離婚や死別によって、奥さんがいなくなった旦那さんがいなくなった人がもう一度新しい奥さん、新しい旦那さんを見つけて結婚して新しい生活を始めるとき、そこには希望と力があります。
Well, in another example, in life, you know, situations, people have divorced.People lose their spouses, you know, through death, and they're able to sometimes meet a new partner and come up with a beautiful new marriage. And when that happens, they're able to have a new start, a refreshing new restoration to life.
新しい車、新しいコンピューター、新しい奥さん、新しい旦那さん。
New husband, new wife.
それは手に入れることは確かにできます。
You know, those are all very possible.
でも、新しい自分はどうですか？
How about a new
新しい自分を手に入れるにはどうしたらいいんでしょうか。
How do you get a new self?
残念なお知らせが一つあります。
I'm sorry, actually, we have some bad news here.
あなたは自分で自分を新しくすることができません。
Unfortunately, you do not have the power to make yourself new.
どこまでも過去がついてくることを体験するでしょう。
No matter how good you are at doing whatever you can do, there are some things you cannot do, and this is one of them.
根本的に自分で自分を変えることはできないんです。
It just, you know, it, you,No matter how you break it down, you cannot renew yourself.
だけれども良いお知らせがあります。
But I do have some good news to follow that up.
それは私たちの神様の一番得意なことは古い人を新しい人に作り変えることです。
And the good news is that our Heavenly Father, that's exactly what He is best at doing, is
making us new. 壊れた人を修理された人に、そして新しい人に、修理して、そして新しい目標に、新しい目的に送り出すこと。それが私たちの父なる神様の得意なことです。
Taking the broken hearted, taking the broken people and replacing the broken with a new, refreshing, exciting life, giving them a direction, giving them a will, and giving them what they need to get going. That is what our wonderful Heavenly Father is good at doing.
あなたは新しい人になりたいですか？
Do you want to become a new person?
神様は私たちの人生に確かにプランを持って ってくださってます。
Of course, God has a wonderful plan for each and every one of our
lives. それはなんか50歳まで働いて、50歳から60歳までちょっと昇進して、もうちょっと働いて、で、65歳で、リタイアして、ほんで家を引っ越し、そういう計画じゃないんです、別に。
You know, and the plan we're talking about is not like, okay, so, you know, you're gonna probably be working until 55, 60, and then maybe 65 you retire, and then you're gonna move on, and you're gonna, you know, move houses to a nice place to retire, and no, he's not, we're not talking about that kind of plan.
神様があなたにプランを持っているというとき、それはあなたが何をするか以上に、あなたがどのような人になるかというプランを持っておられるのです。
The way God usually works with his plans is that he is not planning for what it is that he wants you to do in the future so much as what he wants you to be.
あなたになってほしい人格があるのです。そして神様はあなたがそれを持つために新しい名前をつけていくのです。
God has a new character, a new, more completed whole, self that you are supposed to work yourself into to become. And if you are working towards His goal, His will for your life, you will be able to, complete and do new things when you've gotten to that.
あなたの過去ではなく、あなたの現在ではなく、あなたの将来をビジョンとして神様は持っておられて、そのビジョンにふさわしい新しい名前を皆さんにつけていきます。
And God has a vision for your future self and what you are to look like and what you are going to be able to do, and He has a name for you. He has a new name for your new self.
あなたには古い名前がたくさんあると思います。
I'm sure you have a lot of old names for yourself.
周りの人があなたにつけた名前がいっぱいあるでしょ。
Unfortunately, there are probably a lot of names that people have given to you, that people around you that have been telling you.
家庭や田舎の実家であなたはアホやとかバカやとかええ加減なやつやとか嘘つきやとかいつも間違うやつやとかそういうふうな嫌な名前をつけられてきたことと。
You have, you know, ever heard stuff like, oh, you're such a fool, you left, you're a loser, you know, you're a liar, or you've come up short, you've got no self-confidence. They're telling you these things and names about yourself.That is no good.
そしてその名前の残念なことは、その人たちが皆さんにその名前を言うのをやめてしまっても、あなたが覚えて、あなたが自分でその名前をつけて、名札をつけて歩いてるんです。
Unfortunately, those people maybe stopped when you were a child and when you grew up, but you've taken those names into yourself and somehow they became a part of, you know, your input, and it's like you've put like these name tags on yourself and you continue to repeat them in your own mind.
それでも神様はあなたを新しくすることができます。
But God can still take and He can refresh and renew all of that.
あなたが持っている古い名札を砕いて、そして新しい名前をつけることができます。
God can take all those old nameplates that you had and just take them and smash them, and He can give you something more beautiful, more new.
そしてあなたに新しい人生を歩ませることができます。
God can help to set you off on your way as you walk into this new life He has for you.
そして新しい人生を歩ませるために新しい人生をあげるよ、はい、行ってらっしゃいじゃなくて、私も共に歩みますと神様おっしゃってくれる。
You know, and it's not like, okay, God's like, hey, here you go, don't let the door hit you on the way out, good luck. No, He's got a plan and He's going to walk with you.
今日神様が人を新しくすること、そして新しい名前をくださること、その新しい名前に生きることを今日ギデオンという人の話から学びたいと思います。
Today we are going to learn about God and how He has a new, self ready for all of us, and in the future, He has a plan to lead us to being that new person and the new name that He has for us through Gideon in the Old Testament.
うん、詩式っていうところが旧約聖書の最初の方にあるんやけれども、詩式の6章からギデオンのストーリーが始まります。
So, it starts in the book of Judges, and I believe is that chapter 5 or chapter 6?、Yeah.
そのギデオンの住んでた時代、その地域のバックグラウンドをちょっと説明したいと思います。
Okay, and so before we get into it, I'd like to give you a little background in how Israel is doing at this point in history.
詩式の6章ね、イエス・キリストが登場する1200年とか1300年100年ぐらい前の話です。
Okay, and so back in Judges chapter 6, this is like 1200 years ago.、
うん、この当時のイスラエルというのはすごく困難な時代を歩んでいました。
This time period in Israel, it was a really confusing, time.
彼らにはミッションがありました。そのパレスチナという場所にいて、神がどのような方かを表す国民になるというのが彼らの基本的なゴールでした。
Yeah, the Israelites, they were supposed to go to Palestine, and in that area, they were supposed to find out what it was to be the chosen people of God.
だけれども彼らはもともと砂漠に住んでた人たちなんです。その前はエジプトで奴隷だった人たちなんです。
You know, but this Israeli people, they were nomads. They traveled a lot, and they were in Egypt. They were slaves for hundreds of years before that.
それが旅してパレスチナの美しい平原に来ると、そこの豊かさに圧倒されたんです。
And so, after coming out of Egypt in the slavery, and they were walking through the wilderness for 40 years, and they finally got to Canaan, they saw this beautiful, lush valley, and it was just overwhelming for them.
そして彼らの考えは単純でした。このように豊かな生活ができるのは彼らが正しい神様を礼拝しているからだ。だから私たちもバールやアシュラという神様を拝み始めたら多分経済的にもっともっとリッチになれるだろうと彼らは考えたわけです。
Unfortunately, the Israelites got, kind of overwhelmed by this beautiful land of lush, you know, everything was growing so nicely, and so they thought, whoever is living in this land must have gods that have helped them to become so fruitful, so we should probably pick up whatever kind of, you know, traditions they have that we can continue to enjoy in this richness.
そして、彼らが、カナン人の神様を拝み始めて自分たちの神様を捨ててしまうとどういうことが起こったかというとこのカナン人たちが自分たちを征服しだしたんです。
Unfortunately for the Israelites, when they started to worship Baal and the gods of Canaan, they became like the people of Canaan and then they started to be attacked by the people of Canaan.
その裏にはイスラエルの神様の計らいがありました。もしあなたが私を拒絶するんだったら私を拒絶するとはどういうことか味わうがいいさということです。
You know, and soThe God of Israel, he had told and he had warned his people that, you know, if you turn your back on me, you will find out what it's like to have me turn my back on you.
彼らはバールを礼拝すること、経済的な繁栄に見せられて、そして神様に背を向け、でも苦しんで、そして悔い改めて、そして神様に助けてもらうっていうサイクルを何回も何回も繰り返したんです。
There was a terrible, terrible cycle that the Israelites were doing. They were going and they were worshiping Baal. They were trying to get the fruits of the land by the same way that the Canaanites did, and then they realized that it was bad, and then suddenly they were in the middle of suffering. They needed to be restored and renewed, and God would come and He would forgive them, and then He would rescue them, and it would just go round and round.
そのサイクルの中でギデオンは生まれてきたんです。
And in the midst of this cycle of happening, then Gideon was born into the Israel's.
読んでみましょう。出エジプト記6章の1節です。イスラエル人はまた主の目の前に悪を行った。そこで主は7年の間彼らをミディアン人という外国人の手に渡した。こうしてミディアン人の勢力はイスラエルを抑えたので、イスラエル人はミディアン人を避けて山にある洞窟や洞穴や妖怪を自分たちのものにした。
Okay, so we're going into Judges chapter 6. From verse 1 there, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves,And strongholds.
イスラエル人はミディアン人の神様を礼拝し始めたらミディアン人仲良くしてくれるかで全然してくれへん。逆にミディアン人たちはイスラエル人たちを搾取し始めたんです。略奪し始めたんです。
You know, so as Israel was like, turning their eyes to Baal, instead of becoming more rich and fruitful, actually things started to go wrong and they started to be oppressed by the Midianites.
7年間イスラエル人たちは平地、地面の平地に住むことを諦めて丘の上の方、不毛の地の洞窟の中に隠れたと書いてあります。
You know, instead of living out in the farmlands and living out in the pasture areas in the beautiful, lush valley, they were being chased off by the raiders of the Midianites and they were having to go and hide in the mountains and hide in living caves.
つまり、ある日村に幸せに住んでたらミディアン人の軍隊が来てお前らここから出ていけって言って火をつけられて女の子たちはレイプされて全ての財産が奪い去られて、家畜は連れ去られるってそういうことがいろんなところで起こってたんです。
Unfortunately,they were all living in villages and stuff in the valley, and the Midianite army came in. They're like, you guys cannot stay here. They burned the place. They raped the women. They killed the men. They made them, you know, totally break up the camps.
その中で生まれ育ったっていうことを想像してみてください。
So if that was you, that you were born into a village that was, you know, torn apart by this kind of a lifestyle, how would it be?
恐怖の中で生活する、いつも隠れてたんです。
You would be always in hiding and you would always be in fear for your life.
そんな中で小学校に行き、中学校に行き、ティーンエイジャーとして育ったギデオンがどんな人格、どんなマインドセットを持った男の子になるか、青年になるかを想像してみてください。
Okay, so this is for 7 years going on now. So can you imagine what this was like for an elementary school junior?Your high school student, a young man coming up, and his name is Gideon, and how did this affect his mindset?
私には希望がありません。
I don't have any hope.
私のお父さんも何もすることができません。
My father cannot do anything.
私の勤め先も何もすることができません。
There's nothing that my boss can do at work.
私の、できる最大のことは恐怖の中に生きて、そして死ぬことです。
Unfortunately, all they have to look forward to is, you know, a fear of everything that could happen to me and wait for death.
もしかしたら皆さんも今そういう状態にいるかもしれません。
And it's very possible that you may feel very similar, situation right now in your life.
よく聞いてください。
If you are feeling like that, then please listen.
あなたを見捨てません。
God will not leave you or forsake you.
そしてギデオンのストーリーでも同じように神様はギデオンを見捨てなかったんです。
And in the same way, we will read and how God did not forsake Gideon.
事実、ギデオンが神様を求める前に神様がギデオンに現れてくださったんです。
And the beautiful thing is, before Gideon ever asked God to strengthen him or help him in any way, God reached out and tried to pick up Gideon.
読んでみます。11節、うん、さて主の使いが来て神がやってきてアビエゼル人ヨアスに属するオフラにあるカシの木の下に座った。この時ヨアシの子ギデオンはミディアン人から隠れてミディアン人から逃れて酒舟の中で小麦を売っていたと書いてあります。
So in verse 11 it says the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezerite.Where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites.
これただ単にギデオン君は働いてたというふうには考えないでください。
All right. So, think what it'd be like to be Gideon at this point.
うん、あのね、ギデオン君は働いてただけじゃないんです。よく見てほしいのはミディアン人に見えないようにして酒舟の中で小麦を売ってたというんです。
You know, it's not that he was just working doing his work or whatever, but he was doing his work in such a way that the Midianites would not find.The wheat that he was threshing, and he was doing wheat threshing in a wine press.
つまりその麦から実を取ってカスを捨てるっていう作業をしなければならないからその作業をしてたんだけれども。
Okay, so you know they say threshing the wheat, or that means to take the junk out and just be left with the seeds. That's what we want when we're trying to get rid of all the scraps from the wheat, right?
それを酒舟の中でしたって言うんです。
And he's doing that in a wine press.
普通それはどこでするかって言ったら丘の上の広いところでやるんです。
You know, normally wheat threshing would happen in a very wide open place, in a high place where, you could just set up and have spread out.
小麦をぐるぐるぐるぐるってしたらボロボロいろんなも落ちんねんけど、その後大きなフォークですくってポーンと上に上げたら、実はポトンって落ちんやけど、カスはふーっと飛んでいくって、そういう風にするんです。山の上でするもんなんです。
So if you would, go up high enough, then you have a good breeze wherever it was. So first of all, you start to roll out the wheat and then some of the, you know, the seeds would start to fall and stuff, but afterwards you'd take a pitchfork and you'd throw the wheat up in the air and all the heavy seeds and they would fall down and you'd keep that, but the wind would blow off all the chaff.
さっきでもギデオン君それができへんかったのなんでか言うたらそれやってんのミディアン人に見られたら捕まって殺されるからです。
But of course, you know, doing something like that up on the top of a hill would be very easy to spot for the Midianite army. They would come and they'd kill him.
そしてそれだけではなくてせっかく貯めた小麦の実をそのミディアン人に取られてしまうからです。
And of course, on top of him dying, then all the food that they were preparing would also be stolen.
だから彼は酒舟でそれをやってたんです。
And so, and because of that, he did the same work, but in a wine press.
酒舟っていうのはどういうふうに作るかというと、丘の崖のところに穴を掘るんです。人間が二人ぐらい入れる穴を掘って、その中にブドウを入れて、 女の子たちが足を踏んでブドウの汁が出てくるっていうそういうもんなんですけど。
The way that back those days they were making wine presses, they would like dig a hole at the bottom of a cliff, and they would dig a hole there, and then probably put a hole out so that the wine that would trickle out the bottom, the juice would trickle out the bottom, and then they would get two people that would be able to stand inside of this kind of a basin, and they'd fill it up with the wine grapes, and then they would be stepping on the grapes and stuff, and as the juice would kind of come out the bottom.
夏の暑い日にそこで小麦を脱穀するのがどんだけ大変でしんどい仕事か考えてみてください。
Can you imagine what it'd be like to try to throw a bunch of wheat in there and then try to grind it out and get the seeds to come out of it in that tight, hot little situation?
汗かくし、カスは体中につくし、でも
sweating all over the place, you'd have chaff all over yourself.
で、一生懸命やってんねんけど、ほとんどこう進歩がない、プログレスがないっていう状態で一生懸命働かなければいけない。
And Gideon was in there and he's working hard, but probably he's not making real quick progress.
もしかしたらその話を聞きながら、私もワインプレスにおるわ、私も酒舟の中で何やってんのか分からへんっていうような人生を歩んでるわっていう人がいるかもしれません。
And there may be people here that feel like your work, the things that you're doing, doesn't seem to be showing much progress. You're working real hard, but doesn't seem to be a lot of things moving.
私はもうカスだらけのギデオンと一緒やと思ってる人がいるかもしれません。
You may be like, I'm so tired, I'm so sweaty, I'm so nasty, I'm covered in chaff, just like Gideon.
いつ見つかるんやろ、いつアタックされるんやろと思って怖がってるギデオンと同じやと思ってるかもしれません。
You may be like, I don't know when somebody's going to come and just attack me for my, whatever I'm doing, so I'm doing even this work, even though it's fruitless, and I'm doing it, in fear.
でもあなたのことを神様は見捨てません。ギデオンも神様は見捨てなかったんです。
And God did not forsake Gideon, and God will not forsake you.
読んでみましょう。12節、主の使いが彼に現れて言った。神様ご自身が現れて言ったというね。そして言った言葉は、勇士よ、主があなたと一緒におられるとギデオンに言ったんです。
Yes, so in verse 12, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
Okay, ちょっと待って。ギデオン君は酒舟の中でビビりながら小麦を何やしてんで、それで勇士どこにおんのそれ。
Yeah, all right. So wait, where did mighty warrior come from? We're talking about a kid that's hiding in a wine press trying to just grind wheat.
ギデオンは何や、俺勇士ちゃうなせっていうふうに思ったと思うんです。
Gideon was probably in the wine press. He's like, you know, is somebody talking to me? Because I don't see anybody else here.
だってギデオンはただの弱虫のカスやねんで。
He's just like, I'm just like a little scaredy cat over here covered in chaff.
だけれども神様はギデオンのことをお前は勇者だと言ったんです。
But God, he's coming over and telling me, I'm a mighty warrior.
これが僕が一番最初に話した神様は新しい名前を人につけるということです。
And this is exactly what I was talking about a little while ago about God giving you a new wonderful name.
つまり私たちの神様は私たちの価値を何をやったか何をやってるかでは決めないんです。
And it's a beautiful thing, but God does not name us according to what we have done or what we may be doing at this present time.
神様はこうお考えになります。もし私がその人の内側に働いたら、この人はどんな人になるかということを考えて、その名前で今あなたを呼び始めるのです。
God is eternal. God is our, Father in heaven. He knows everything. He has a plan for where he can see you being down the road, and he is going to call you the name that is fitting, and that is your glorious name that will be appropriate in that time.
100% 自信があんねんけれども、ギデオンのニックネームは弱虫ギデオンだったと思います。
And I can guarantee you, you know, looking at the way his lifestyle was, that he was probably called Scaredy Cat Gideon.
だけれども、神様はその人があなたにつけたレッテルであなたを呼びません。
But of course, God would never call us by the names that people around us may call us.
酒舟の中で小麦を売っていたギデオンを勇者だと言ったんです。
In the wine press, as Gideon was doing his hard work, God come over and he says, "You are a mighty warrior."
そして神様はギデオンを勇者にしようと思ってられたんです。
And God had a plan on how to make Gideon progress from his present situation into becoming a mighty warrior.
じゃあ考え神様があなたにつける名前は何だと思いますか？
So what do you think God has for you, for your special name?
例えば僕は少年時代何が苦手だったかって人とうまくやるのがすごく苦手でした。
You know, for myself personally, when I was a youth, I had a real hard time with relationships with other people.
いつも人をオフェンドして人に嫌な気持ちをさせて、そしていつも喧嘩してたんです。
You know, I was offensive. I was offending people all over the place.
そして自分を必要でも寂しいから自分を必要としてもらうためにやったことっていうのは ギターを弾くこと。
But I was lonely and I wanted attention, so I figured that I found out that if I held a guitar, suddenly people looked at me.
そしてこれがあったら、なんとか音楽をやる子たちとうまく付き合えたんです。
And you know, it was like my security blanket. If I had a guitar, if I could do music, then suddenly I was getting that attention I wanted.
だから僕はいつもギターの後ろに隠れてたんです。
So it was like I was hiding behind the guitar.
それはギデオンが酒舟の中に隠れてたのと同じです。
And it's just the same as Gideon hiding in the wine press.
そんな中で神様は僕に対して新しい名前を付け始めました。
And in the midst of all of that, God gave me a new name.
突然僕が二十歳になって神戸の教会に行き始めた後、人はこういうふうに言い始めたんです。ふみ、あなたはリーダーになるって。
When I was 20 and I started going to a church over in Kobe, God started to speak into my heart and say, Fumi, you will become a leader.
おかしいと思うと思ったんです。
You know, I'm like,Leader.
リーダーっていうのは、people スキルが一番大事じゃんか。人とうまいことやるのが一番大事じゃんか。
To be a leader, you have to be able to like communicate with people, right?
僕ができそうなんは、シンガーソングライターがピアノ一人で弾いて歌を歌うとか、それとか落語家とか、そういう一人でなんかやる方には向いてると思うけど。
You know, for myself personally, I was like, well, if I was going to be, you know, picking the perfect job for myself, probably a singer-songwriter, or maybe, you know, a comedian, you know, Yoshimoto, something like that.
あなたはリーダーになるという新しい名前を神様は周りの人を通して僕に与え始めたんです。
But God told me very clearly that you will become a leader for me.
僕の過去ではなく神の計画に基づいて僕に新しい名前を神様はくださったんです。
And God used other people to give me that message as well. And God was not looking at what I had been doing. He hadn't looked at my resume up until then, not what I was doing at that point, but He was looking down the road in the future.
それはギデオンのケースでも一緒でした。
It's the same as with Gideon.
でもなかなか信じられへんよね。それはギデオにはそうやったかもしれないし、フミ先生にはそうやったかもしれないけど、私にはそんな風にはならへんわと思ってるかもしれません。
You know, well, you know, Gideon, no, that's a rare case in the Bible. Pastor Fumi, wow, that's a wonderful story. But for me, come on.
神様は私の酒舟のところには来てくれないと勝手に思ってるかもしれません。
You may, you know, think it's just your own self, but you may be thinking very well that God's not ready to come and rescue you out of your wine press.
で、その気持ちめっちゃわかる。っていうか、ギデオも最初はそれを信じなかったんです。
And of course, to tell you the truth, Gideon was very much the same way. He didn't believe that God, you know, the name that God was giving him was for him.
神様が現れてあなたは勇者になると言ったとき、ギデオンはそれはおかしいと思うと言って神様に反論したんです。
You know, of course, when God came and said, Gideon, you will be a mighty warrior. He didn't just jump up and like feel the power. He was actually he was you know against that. He totally didn't accept it.
読んでみましょう。13節。ギデオンはその御使いに言った。ああ、主よ、もしやで、もし主が私たちと一緒におられるんやったら、なんでこれらのことが全部私たちに起こったんでしょうか。私たちの祖先が主は私たちをエジプトから登らせたではないか。思い出せその素晴らしい技をと言って私たちに話した驚くべき御技はどこなん。私に起こってないんやけど、主は私たちを捨ててミディアン人の手に渡されましたとギデオンは言ったんです。
In verse 13, Gideon actually replies to God. Here we can see what he says. Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied, but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of the Midians.
Gideon はいきなり神様に対して被害者カードを切ってきたんです。
You know, of course, Gideon, right off the bat, he's playing the victim card.
これもう一番典型的な神様に対する私たちの文句と一緒やね。
We all, everybody does it, you know, to God.
もし神様がおるんやったらなんで私に世界にこんな悪いことが起こるのって皆さんも4回か5回ぐらい言ったことあると思う、ね。
You know, who hasn't said, like, if there is a God in this world, how could these terrible things be happening to me.
もし神が共におられるならどうして神は私を見捨てたりなんかするんですか。
They say God is supposed to be walking with me through life and everything, but how can he? He's definitely turned his back on me. Look at this pit I'm in.
ちょっと待って。見捨てた。どっちを見捨てた。
Wait. Who turned their back on who?
Okay. ギデオンは神様がイスラエルの民を見捨てたと言うたんやけど。
You know, Gideon was like, God, you turned your back on Israel.
だけれども実際はイスラエルが自分たちの神様を見捨てたんです。
But it was Israel that first turned their back on their Lord and they turned to Baal.
だから 覚えとかないといけないことっていうのは、私たちが覚えておかないといけないことは、そしてギデオンが覚えておくべきことは何かって言ったら、もし私たちが神を拒絶するならば、それは神を拒絶するだけではなくて、神の守りも拒絶していることになるんですよということです。
This is something that we need to remember. This is something that Gideon needed to realize. A very important point here. But if God, we turn our back on God, we are also turning our back on God's protection and the safety, the net that He would have around us.
もしあなたが私抜きの生活をしたんやったらどうぞと神様はおっしゃるんです。
That's God is, you know, He's very fair. He's like, all right.If you want to have a life without me in it, all right, well, there you go. You go ahead and try that.
そこまで私たちの自由意志を尊重してくださるんです。
You know, and that is God giving us our freedom of choice.
で、普通、ギデオ、皆さん神様の立場に立てよ。ギデオンみたいなやつに、じゃあなんでなんですかって、ほんまは本人悪いくせに、こっちになんかこう、文句言うてきたら、そんなやったらもうええわって言えへん。
You know, look at God here in this situation. If,You know, he has a sense of humor, I'm sure, but he's coming to Gideon saying, listen, I'm going to help you out over here, Gideon. I'm going to empower you. And he's like, oh, but God, you know, why have you turned your back on us? And he's, you know, if God was a normal person, he'd be like,What are you talking about, man? I'm here to help you out, and you're turning your back on me again. And he should have just given him a little smack.
なんでそんな態度取るので、自分らのせいになんで私のせいにするなんて、そんなやったらええわ、バイバイって、いうふうに言うやん。
God should have been like, hey, all right, you want to play it like that? You still want to keep your mindset like that? All right, I'll just leave you alone a little bit more to see how you guys continue from this point.
でも決して私たちがアンダーエスティメイトしてはいけないのは、決して私たちが軽く見てはいけないのは神の忍耐です。
But the patience that God showsIn any of these kind of situations, it's awesome.
神様は丁寧に静かにギデオンにこういうふうに切り返しました。
And so God, he kept his cool, and this is how he replied to Gideon's victim card plea.
すると主は彼に向かって仰せられた。あなたのその力で行き、イスラエル人をミディアン人の手から救え。私があなたを使わすのですよ。
In verse 16,The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive.
これはギデオンが予測してなかった神の言葉でした。
Verse 14, the Lord turned to him and said, Go in the strength that you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?
これはギデオンが予測してなかった言葉でした。
And this is something that Gideon had no idea. He was not in his plans, in his wildest imagination did he think he could do that.
あなたのその力で言うけど、いや、俺その力ないし、だから困ってねえと思ってたわけ。
You know, of course, Gideon's like, hey, I've got no power, I've got no strength, and that's why we're in such a bad situation here.
だけども神様はちょっと、あなたの力がもうすでにあります。あなたの内側に力を入れていますと言ってるんです。
But God said, oh, no, no.The strength is coming into you. The strength is coming into this people, and I am going to help you.
Okay, 二つ目のポイントはこれです。
Second point.
それは神様もうすでにあなたに力を与えておられるということです。
That is that God is already giving us the strength that we need.
あなたに神様はすでに力を与えておられます。もうすでにあなたの内側に力があるよと神様はおっしゃるんです。それを神様は見ておられるんです。
God is saying, listen, the power, the strength that you need, it's already inside of you. It's already there.
だから私はあなたを勇者だと呼んだです。勇者と呼びたかったから、まあ言ったらきっといい気持ちになるやろなと思って勇者君で言ったら、ちゃうねっていうことです。
It's not like just positive thinking. I didn't say like, hey, mighty warrior. Yeah, say it with me now. Mighty warrior. I wasn't just doing that. That's not what we're talking about here. It's in you. I can see it. I can see it in you.
ギデオンは私はそうは思いません。私は暗い酒舟、暗い現実の中からどうしたら抜け出したいか分からへんって思ってるんやけど。
You know, of course, Gideon, of course, is in a state of panic, in a state of fear. He's living his life in a wine press.
なぜならば、ギデオンは力というもの、strength というものを誤って理解してたからです。
It's because Gideon had a wrong understanding, an incorrect understanding of what the actual meaning of strength is.
神様があなたの中に力がもうすでにあるよと言ったとき、ギデオンは自分が力っていうことを間違ってるっていうことを分からずに こうやって神様に返したんです。それをね、15節。
Okay, so God's understanding of what power is and strength, Gideon was misunderstanding his idea of what power and strength in was in the wrong place.
彼はこういうふうに言いました。ああ、主よ、私にどのようにしてそんな力があるんですか。どのようにしてイスラエルを救うことができるんですか。ご存知のように私の分断はマナセという部族のうちで一番弱く、私は父の家で一番若いのですと言ったんです。
So in verse 15, Gideon says to the Lord, Pardon me, my Lord. Gideon replied, But how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family.
皆さん、力っていうものには基本的に5種類あるというふうに、クリスチャンのビジネス、コンサルタントのケン・ブランチャードという人は、力には5種類あると言いました。
Ken Blanchard, a very powerful Christian business consultant,said in a book that he had about how there are five important basic strengths.
昔1分間マネージャーという本を書いた。
He wrote a while back One Minute Manager.
そう。でね、力には基本的に5種類あると彼は言いました。ちょっと出してみようか。まず地位の力。
Okay, power, different kind of power, the positional power.
それから知識の力。
And the knowledge power, knowledge
of power. 人柄の力。
Personal power.
それから仕事をする力。
Work power, task
power. それから関係の力。
Relationship power.
これどういうことかというと、まず地位の力というのは、あなたが社会的な地位をもうすでに持ってたら、それはそれだけであなたは力を持ってるということです。
So positional power means that just your social standing and everything that gives you some leverage and stuff that can be used as power.
もしかしたらあなたがお父さんならば、会社の社長ならば、どこかのグループのマネージャーならば、例えば僕は牧師だからこの教会の中で力を持っています。
You know, if you have any kind of a situation where you're a level above other people, if there's people working for you, working under you, if you're a manager at a place, if you're the president, if you're the leader of a church, you have positional power.
それは私たち簡単に理解できるよね。
That's very easy for us to see, visualize, and understand.
だけども力っていうのはもうちょっと違うものなんですよ。知識の力。Okay. 物事をどうやって解決したらいいかっていうのを知ってる力のこと。
A strength that is in power, that is in knowledge, the strength that comes from having knowledge about certain things.
Something else. 三つ目は何かって言ったら人柄の力です。
And also there's personal strengths that we can have.
これ見たとき何思いますか？僕、しーちゃん思い出します。しーちゃん、でも知らんけど人がうわーっと集まってくる。あれ人柄の力。
Yeah, when you have the personal attractiveness, people are attracted to you, you have very good personal skills, people skills. I think of Shi-chan all the time. People always just flock to her. There's always her. She's bringing people together.
Shi-chan が手を挙げて、その誰か手伝ってくれる人がいたら、わーっと集まるやん。あれが人柄の力。
When she asks for people to raise hands to help, of course, there's always a sea of people flowing towards her that want to go and help.
会社でもなんか得意先とか仕入れ先の協力をすごく簡単に得やすい営業マンのお兄さんとかおるやん。あの人たちってのはこの人柄の力を持ってるわけです。
You know, there's people with the winning smile, the people, the salesmen that are able to go out there, they can sell anything. They can sell, you know, whatever. They're really good at doing sales and stuff, and they're going to get the job done through their personality.
それからもう一つは仕事の力というのもあります。
And of course, there's the task power.
一旦その仕事が与えられたら、どんだけ大変な仕事でもすごいスピードとエネルギーでそれをやりこなしていく人たちもいます。
There's people that they can have an understanding of what it is to really focus on the job and to get the job done in the best amount of time efficiently.
もしくは関係の力もあります。
And there's also relationships, power in the relationship.
例えばあなたが大きな会社の社長の娘さんやったり息子さんやったりしたら、あなたは力ある人との関係、もしくは知識がある人の関係、もしくは銀行との関係、関係の力っていうのは本当に力があります。
So being the son or daughter of a business owner, a president of somewhere, you know, just the relationship with that person.Having a relationship with a person of position, having a relationship with someone with knowledge, or something like that, can any of those relationships can connect you to the power?
だけれども15節をもう一度見てください。ギデオンが力と考えていたのはポジションの力と関係の力だけなんです。
Unfortunately, Gideon was only thinking of positional power and relationship power. both of which he didn't have when he answered God about not having any power.
彼は言いました。私のクラン、私の分断はマネセのうちで一番弱いんですと言ったんです。
Yeah, he said, oh, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh.
つまり僕は重要人物と関係を持ってないんですと言ったんです。
You know, and he's the youngest in his family. He's like, I'm the least powerful person around.
そしてそれだけではなくて僕は一番若いんですと言ったんです。
You know, and so not only is his position super low, but, you know, he's the youngest in the family.
つまり僕はポジションのパワーも持ってないんです。
You know, there's no positional power for Gideon.
でも神様は分かってたんです。ギデオンの一番の力は仕事の力だったんです。
Yeah, but actually Gideon's strongest power was coming from his ability to work in his task power.
神様はおっしゃいました。The strength you have.その力でと言いました。
And God said it, in a very definitive way. He said, the strength that you have.
どの力ですか？それは小麦を酒舟の中で売って家族をサポートする、それを朝から晩までやる、その力のことです。
The strength that Gideon had was very clear for God. He could see him working in a wine press to grind wheat in a secret way that he could feed his family. That was strength.
その力をあなたは勇者のために使ってください。勇者のために使ってくださいと。
God was going to use that strength that he could see in Gideon to make him a mighty warrior.
そして私たちは5種類以上の力を私たちが持ってるって世の中にはあるって信じてます。例えばクリエイティビティというのも一つの力です。
And to be honest, I believe that there are other kind of powers and stuff that we can add to this list. You know, stuff like creativity can be a power.
それだけではなくて私たちが一番覚えておかないといけないのは信仰の力です。
Of course, as Christians, we really need to remember that faith can be very, very powerful.
私たちは信仰の力によって神様の無限の力をアンロックすることができます。鍵を解除して神様の力が私たちの中にパイプラインを通して流れてきますと話しました。
Yes, a few weeks we had a sermon about how faith is going to be the key that is going to unlock the valve that is going to open up a flow of God's grace and power into our lives.It's going to give us a pipeline of God's power.
ギデオンに神様は言ったんです。あなたが小麦を酒舟で売ってるって、その力だけでできるんですと言ったんです。
God's like, I can see you right there working in the wine press, and that power, the strength that you have in doing what you are doing, that is going to turn into your strength.
そして主はギデオンにおっしゃった。それがなんでできるかよ。それは君一人じゃなくて、私も共にいるからです。16節見てみましょう。主はギデオンにおっしゃった。私があなたと共にいる。だからあなたは一人を撃ち殺すようにミディアン人を撃ち殺すだろう。
And so God's like, of course, and it's not only you, Gideon, I will be with you. In verse 16, the Lord answered,I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive.
私たちが新しい人生を歩むことができる最大の理由は3つ目、神が共におられるからです。
The most important thing to remember, the third point, as we are trying to walk in a life that is successful and victorious, is that God will be with us in everything.
神様はギデオンにね、自分のこと勇者と考えよう、弱虫かもしれないけど勇者と考えようよ。じゃあちょっとポジティブシンキングして頑張ってやってみようよ。そういうこと言ってたの違うんです。
So it's not God doing like the kind of positive thinking infomercial like you can do it. You can do it if you just repeat it five times a day. You're gonna be powerful.
そう、そうじゃなくて神様は本当にギデオンが勇者になれると信じたし、神様がご自身が一緒にいたらほんまになれると思ってたんです。
You know.This is God trying his best to make it very easy for Gideon to understand that he not only has it already within himself, but that God is going to continue to stay with him and see him through the work.
あなたは勇者になります。あなたの持っている力と私のあなたの人生の中の臨在が組み合わさるとき、あなたは勇者になれますというんです。
Gideon, you have what it takes to help to me to make this happen, and together I will be with you and I can make new things happen.
つまりあなたは小さな農家の一番若い男の子じゃないって言ったんです。
So what God was saying is that I don't see the youngest brother in a family of farmers when I look at you.
ビビって酒舟の中に隠れてるような子じゃないって言ったんです。
I do not see a scared little boy standing hiding in a wine press.
あなたはマイティーウォリアーやって、そしてそれがあなたの新しい名前、新しい性質なんです。それに生きなさいと神様はおっしゃったんです。
I see a hard-working, mighty warrior that is going to go forth and he's going to conquer for my people.
そして皆さんが6章から4どんどんどんどん読んでいくと、ギデオンが もうイスラエルの歴史の中で最高の戦士だったことを皆さんは知ることができるでしょう。
And、you could probably imagine, but if you go ahead and read forth from this part of the story, you will read on to read about how Gideon became one of the most mighty warriors in Israel's history.
そのスタートは神様がギデオンに現れてくださり、新しい名前を
It all started from God coming and speaking to Gideon and giving him a new name.
これは21世紀に生きる私たち、日本に住む私たちにとっても全く同じです。
In the 21st century, as we are all living here in Japan, this is exactly the same way God can work in our lives.
ギデオンに現れたこの神様は、この1200年後、ベツレヘムという町で人の形をとってお生まれになりました。
From this day when God spoke to Gideon about 1200 years later in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ was born.
イエス様は神の国のことを語り、神がどんな方か私たちに語ってくださいました。
Jesus came into this world to tell us what God's like and to tell us more about what he would have for our lives.
そして私たちの罪のために十字架にかけられて墓に入れられたんです。
Jesus, he took our sins all upon himself as he died upon the cross.
そして3日目によみがえられて今も生きておられます。
And he rose again on the third day, he conquered death, and he is now reigning in heaven with God.
Okay, 僕単純に皆さん質問します。皆さんそれを信じてますか?
Do you believe that?
もしそれを信じてるんだったら。
If you believe that.
そしてもしその神様が生きてて、私はその神様を自分の神様にしますと決断するならば、
If you believe that the living God is your God, your personal Savior,
あなたには新しい命が与えられたんです。
You have been given a new life.
あなたは born again したんです。生まれ直したって言うんです。
You have been born again.
You are renewed. 生まれ直したまた昔の人になる人が一人もおれへんね。生まれ直したら新しい人になったんです。
When you have been renewed, when you have been reborn, there is no going back to the old self.
コリント人への第二の手紙の五章にはそのことを端的にこう書いてます。誰でもキリストのうちにあるならば、その人は新しく作られた人です。
In Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, it says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here.
新しく生まれ変わった子には新しい名前がふさわしいんです。
Yeah.For a new creature, there is a new name.
人はあなたのことをなんて言うてきたか、それはいろいろあると思うわ、もう今まで生きてきたら。
Yeah, there's lots of names we've heard all through the years growing up.
それだけじゃなくて、その名前を信じて、あなたがついでに人が言うてない嫌な名前を自分につけてきたかもしれない。
You know, unfortunately, like, we can go one step further. We take the names that they gave us and we kind of collaborate and we make even worse names for ourselves.
私はあの人らが言うてる通り、私はバカや、私は失敗者や、私はどうしようもないんや、希望がないんやっていうふうに自分で名前をつけてる。
You know, we are our worst enemies. You know, yeah, they said, I am an idiot. You know, I'm such a fool. Yeah, I am. I've done so many terrible things. I'm such a loser. And, you know, we can really, really, we can just talk in terrible names to ourselves.
だけどもあなたには新しい名前があります。
But we have a new name for you.
あなたは愛されてますという名前があります。
By God's grace, we are given the name love.
それからあなたは大切な神様の子供です。
And you are a valuable child of God.
あなたは許された人です。
You are forgiven.
あなたは redeemed です。買い戻されました。そしてあなたは祝福された子供です。
You are restored.
あなたは義人です。Righteous.
You are righteous.
そしてあなたは世の光、地の塩です。
You are the light of the world and the salt.
Okay, だから例えばシングルママの人がここにおったら、お願いしたいんやけど、絶対に自分のことをシングルママやと考えないでください。
You know, so those that maybe are in an unfortunate situation where you're raising children by yourself, maybe a single mother, a single father.
それは皆さん、シングルママやったら、自分がこう今日話してたその酒舟の中におるような気分が絶対すると思うんやけど。
You know, if you're a single parent, I know that, you know, you would very well relate to the wine press and what it would be like to be working.So hard for such little progress.
神様があなたの酒舟のところに来たときに、あなたに、はい、シングルママって言うと思いますか?
Do you think God is going to come up to you in your hard-working press situation and say, hey, how you doing there, single mother?
あなたが自分の酒舟の中で頑張って一人で子供を育てている様子を見て、あなたは偉大なママですと、絶対言うと思うね。
I know for a fact that God will come up to you and see your hard work in your hard situation, the wine press that you're doing.That two jobs, and he will say, "You are a strong and courageous mother."
そして そのあなたの弱さに神様は働かれるでしょう。
And in your weakness, God will be strong.
Okay, 男性の皆さん、どうぞあなたは自分のことを負け犬やとか失敗者やと考えないでください。その名前を自分につけないでください。その名札を服につけないでください。
Men, you cannot go through life with name tags on yourself and thinking of yourself as a loser or someone who cannot do it.This is something that God would not have for you.
あなたは勇者です。
You are courageous.
Okay, パパたち、あなたたちは家族のリーダーです。
You are the spiritual leaders, the spiritual priest for your house.
会社でこつかれて、なんかようわからんでも一生懸命一日10時間働いて帰りにビール引っ掛けて家帰って YouTube1 時間見てほんで寝るだけ、そんなんとちゃうねん。
You know, you're not just a zombie that goes to work every day, works for 14 hours, comes to get out of work, you go have a couple beers, and you go home, you watch a little YouTube and fall asleep. That's not your life.
あなたは神の国の中で偉大な働きをする勇者になります。
You have a future you that God has a plan for your life that you will be a mighty warrior for the kingdom of God.
それがあなたの新しい名前です。
That is your new name.
実はイエス様は自分の弟子たちに同じことをされました。
And Jesus said the same things to his disciples.
漁師だった元漁師の弟子のシモンを呼んで、あなたはただの漁師ちゃうで、シモン、あなたは岩のような男になります。あなたはペテロという名前にしなさいと言いました。
You know, so Simon Peter, back when he was a fisherman, you know, Jesus is like, you're not going to be fishing for fish anymore, you're going to be fishing for men, and your name, you are going to be the rock, and your name is now Peter.
そしてもう一個名前を挙げよう。あなたは人間を取る漁師になります。
And you're going to be one that is going to fish for, instead of fish for men, you're going to be a fisher of men.
そしてペテロが根性なくて逃げていった後、イエス様はペテロをもう一度探して、あなたは根性なかったかもしれないけど、私はあなたの将来を知っています。あなたは最も勇気のある羊飼いになるでしょう。
And after the unfortunate happenings of Jesus in the night of his betrayal, and Peter, actually he ran away and he was so feeling so embarrassed about his character,Jesus came after he was, resurrected, and he found Peter, and he talked to him, and he gave him another name.
あなたは偉大な羊飼いになります。Feed my sheep. 私の羊を飼いなさいとおっしゃったんです。
Told Peter that you will become a great shepherd. You will be taking care of the church. The church will be built upon you, the rock, and that you need to continue to feed the sheep. You need to continue to be a great shepherd.
皆さん覚えててください。あなたの内側には神様がもうすでに力を与えておられるんです。
You know, already God has given strength and power inside of you.
そこにあなたは神様が共におられることを知り、神様に共にいていただくならば、あなたはギデオンのように勇士になることができます。
When we understand what it means to have God living inside of us to help to bring out those strengths that God has planned for our future selves, we will become mighty warriors like Gideon.
それをするときに、あなたは坂舟から出て、神様の目的を達成していく偉大な人生、豊かな人生を歩むようになります。
When you can really understand that is the day that you're going to be able to climb out of that wine press that you're being in the treadmill of your life, and you're going to be able to walk forward and be powerful.Warrior for God's kingdom.
それだけではなくて、皆さん覚えておいて、私たちの世界には周りの人から悪い名前をつけられて生活している人がいっぱいあるんです。
You know, and there's so many people all around us, and they'd love to say bad things in our lives and give us terrible names that we would have to go forth with.
親にアホやボケやって言われて育てられた人がたくさんあるんです。
There's so many people in this world that have been, you know, completely talked down to by their parents, told they were idiots and fools by their parents.
神様がギデオンにしたように私たちも同じようにします。
You know, as God reached out for Gideon, so also will He do for us.
人の内側を見て、人の将来を見て、新しい名前をつけてあげてください。
God looks in deep into us, and He can see the strengths that He has given to us from before, and He will tell us what our future selves are to look like.
あなたの内側に良いものがあるよ、良い力があるよ。
I know, I can see the good seed that I've planted inside of you.
神様が共におられるからね。
I'm with you.
あなたは勇者です。
You will become a mighty warrior.
そのような教会になりたいなと思っています
。 That's the kind of church I want to become.
皆さん、新しい名前に生きてください。
Please be living in the new name that God would have for you.
神様が偉大な人生を皆さんに用意しておられる。
God has a great life in store for each and every one of you.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、あなたが私たちに もうすでに力を与えておられること、そして共におられることを感謝します。
Lord, we want to thank you for, first of all, the word that you gave us today that we can understand that you have already instilled in us a great power, wonderful strength, and that you are with us.
今日私たちはあなたが新しい名前をくださることを学びました。
Lord, we learned today how you have given us new, better names.
私たちはその名前に今の段階では値しないけれども、それを信じてその生活をしたいと思います。
We may not actually be fitting, our characters are not ready to receive that name right now, but we believe and we want to step forward in faith that we are moving towards that goal.
父なる神様、どうぞこの部屋の中に古い名前で傷ついている人がいたら、その名札を今砕いてください。
Lord, for those that are wearing the name tags, that are terrible names that they may have received somewhere or they've given to themselves, we ask you to come and to break those.
そして新しい名前をもらった喜びをあなたが教えてください。
But let there be joy that flows forth from the new names that you will have for each of us.
そしてまた私たち、この教会が、多くの人を古い名前から解放する教会でありますように。
Lord, that we can also be encouragements to other people, that we can bring other people into your life, style, that they will understand what it means to be given new names, just like we have.
私たちが用いられて多くの人が酒舟から出てくる様子を私たちが目撃できるようにしてください。
Lord, that we can see with our own eyes people that are coming forth.And they're being freed from the wine presses that they are struggling in their lives.
イエス様、あなたが私たちのために十字架で血を流してくださったから新しい名前をゲットできました。
Jesus Christ, it's because of the blood that you shed on the cross that we can have new names.
新しい名前ありがとう。
Thank you so much for those new names.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
ありがとう皆さん。